Hey guys, my name is Heather, and welcome back to my podcast. So, today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the Free Britney movement and the hashtag Free Britney. So, I actually have a very old, well, it's not very old, but one of my most early podcast episodes is me talking about this. And I feel like I've learned a lot since then. So, definitely wanted to kind of do an update podcast episode on this topic and kind of share some information and just really dive into the topic of Free Britney. I have quite a few Britney Spears episodes on this podcast now, so you can check them out. I also have other, like, I have, a series on the new Hulu documentary, Framing Britney Spears. I even talk about Britney's Gram in a different episode if you want to know about like their episodes that you definitely want to listen to like right away. And then I have some episodes on mental health and self-care and positive affirmations and that kind of thing. So definitely you can find me on Instagram under Heather Iris. And also, if you make a donation on my Venmo or on here, please message me and let me know so I can give you a shout out in my next episode. Anyways, let's dive into the topic of Free Britney. Okay, so how I heard about Free Britney and the whole movement was through Britney's Gram. I started listening to some of their episodes a while back, actually. And they're kind of the ones that really got the whole Free Britney movement, going. People have been fighting for this cause for a while, but they were the ones that kind of really got the hashtag moving and kind of filled a lot of people in on the topic of her conservatorship and everything along with that. So I'm going to be the source for this information. I'm going to be using this Rolling Stones article. It's really awesome. I'll try to remember to link it in the description box. But if you search on rollingstone.com, there's an article called Hashtag Free Britney, Understanding the Fan-Led Britney Spears Movement. I felt like this article really did a good job of breaking down like Britney's Gram and then kind of, how the whole Free Britney movement got going. So it talks about Britney's Gram, which I'm not going to get too much into detail, like how the reason why they started their podcast to begin with. But pretty much I'll just do a really brief one because I talk a lot about it in the Britney's Gram episode. But talks about how these two female comedians, Barbara Gray and Tess Barker, or Babs, they also call her, started a podcast called Britney's Gram, where they would discuss different Instagram posts by Britney Spears. So really, it was just like a lighthearted thing to start off with. But then the thing that they said that kind of made them realize that maybe there's more to the story of Britney Spears's Instagram and really her conservatorship is when they noticed that, hold on, let me try to find, they noticed that, oh my gosh, why can't I find it? One second, give me a second. I'm scrolling up and down trying to find the exact thing. Pretty much Andrew Wallet was asking for a raise. Oh, yeah, here we go. So, pretty much, they noticed that Andrew Wallet, the conservator of Britney Spears, of her finances, asked for a huge raise. And then another thing that kind of stuck out to them that they thought was interesting is Britney Spears announced her Las Vegas residency in, I think, 2018, the very end. And then, literally, I think it was just a month later, she ended up canceling. She canceled her residency. It was going to be a 3-year residency. And she canceled it January 2019. Oh, so it was less than 3 months after it was announced. So they thought it was kind of strange because she said that she was going to hold off on it so that she could focus on her father because he had a ruptured colon and he had a month-long hospital stay. So then they thought it was very odd because Britney Spears's Instagram went dark, they call it, where pretty much there was, no posts on her Instagram, and there were hardly any paparazzi. There was like no paparazzi pictures of her, except for there was this one picture of her and her boyfriend Sam, getting In-N-Out Burger, and like the big thing was she was driving the car, which she's not supposed to drive. And so then, obviously the tabloids like went crazy with that. And then so they thought that that was kind of shocking, for her to be caught driving, which she's really not supposed to do at all. And then Barker, Tess Barker, actually has experience as a investigative reporter. And so she just started noticing, like they both started noticing, like something was off. In March, Andrew Wallet ended up quitting, which was strange to ask for this huge raise. And then immediately, almost immediately after, deciding that he's gonna, quit. So they thought that that was strange. And then there was a quote that came out that Andrew Wallet put out that was kind of strange as well. Just a lot of weirdness going on. So this is the quote that I talked about in my other episode, and I couldn't remember the exact wording. But so this is what Andrew Wallet said. He said, "The conservatorship is engaged in numerous ongoing business activities requiring immediate attention and is therefore in my best interest of conservatee Britney Spears that the acceptance of Wallet's resignation and the essence of amended letters of conservatorship and of our estate occur immediately without delay." And this is according to the Blast, by the way. And then it said, Wallet added, "Substantial detriment, irreparable harm, and immediate danger will result in the conser to the conservatory if the estate, if, sorry, of her estate, if the relief requested herein is in not granted on an ex parte basis." So that was kind of strange. And then 1 month after his resignation, there was a post that showed up on Britney Spears's Instagram. It's the meme talking about needing quote unquote me time. And they thought it was very odd because Britney always uses like 1,000 emojis. And in this one, she did a weird little emoticon, which is like just the dot dot and then a parentheses for a smile. So as crazy as it is, they noticed something was off with that. And then an hour later, a report came out saying that Britney Spears had checked herself into a mental health facility for a 30-day stay. So then after that, there was a message left on the ladies, Tess and Babs' Google Voice inbox, and it was a paralegal who they did see, like, is this person who he says he is? Yes, he was, but they wanted to be anonymous. And they said that they had been listening to the podcast, and they said that the paralegal pretty much confirmed, claiming that during the domination rehearsal, Spears stopped taking her medication as prescribed. Following an ultimatum, Jamie Spears finally decided to pull the show when she remained staunch in her refusal to take any medication and verbatim said, Jamie, which is the father of Britney Spears, blame it on my illness. And then the source, this paralegal, stopped working at the law firm 2 weeks before leaving this voicemail. And he also said that the final straw for Jamie, which is Britney Spears's dad, was seeing the paparazzi shots of Britney Spears driving around getting in and out when she's not supposed to be driving at all. So then, let's see. This is a really good article. Definitely read this article, by the way. So then it kind of goes on to they ended up making the episode, which was the special episode, which was the hashtag Free Britney episode. And they share this information on that their podcast, and it blew up, obviously. So then, everyone started using the hashtag Free Britney. They also were using the image of the pink background, and it said Free Britney, the hashtag Free Britney in white writing. Because the paralegal said that she did not want to go at all to this mental health facility, and that she was involuntarily put into this mental health facility, and that from what he understood, that it was not a decision that Britney Spears made on her own. So, of course, this was a huge bombshell, and a lot of people were upset about this because, for obvious reasons, so much of Britney Spears's rights have been taken away. And later it was found out that Britney had been in a mental health facility since January. So she had been in the facility for, I believe, 2 or 3 months before, them even saying that that's where she was. And so a lot of fans obviously were you started using the hashtag Free Britney on Twitter and Instagram. And then this was a huge thing. Everyone started freaking out because Lynn Spears, which is Britney's mom, and Jamie's ex-wife, and I think I'm trying to think of Jamie Lynn, her sister also, but at least Britney Spears's mom and Jamie's ex-wife liked, several posts containing the hashtag on social media, and also liked an Instagram comment from a fan that read, I really hope you are supporting Britney in trying to end this conservatorship. I really hope your ailing ex-husband isn't keeping your daughter somewhere against her will. And then that was very interesting because Britney Spears's mom, Lynn Spears, was never involved in the conservatorship. And she even wrote a memoir about raising Britney Spears and how, Jamie's alcoholism, caused so much problems in the family. A lot of celebrities came out to like support the movement, even, Miley Cyrus. I'm trying to remember who else kind of got in on this. And a lot of people in the entertainment industry, seemed to be very supportive of this. And then even, shared stories about how they noticed, some behavior that they thought was troubling or things that they were uncomfortable with, but they didn't want to speak up on because of their work. Okay, so kind of moving on from that. So this it was kind of the thing that got everything rolling and then kind of opened the floodgates. Let's see. Jamie Lynn Spears talked about how she, was always there for her sister and she loves her sister because a lot of people are asking why wasn't she doing anything to, support the movement. And then Britney Spears, that same day that Jamie Lynn spoke out, Britney Spears actually made a video, which a lot of people think that maybe Jamie Spears, her father, made her make this video, but she said, in the video that she was checking in with all of you who are concerned about me, and she said she wanted to put the rumors, death threats to her family and her team, and there were fake emails, she said, written by her former manager, Sam Lufty. And she just said that she's pretty much fine. Thank you for the concern, but there's nothing going on. So then moving on from that, she just kind of went right back into posting her regular content, which a lot of people thought was kind of strange. And then Then there were the ongoing court hearings. And during these court hearings, a lot of fans would actually camp outside the court hearings and just bring signs and protest or rally for Britney Spears using the hashtag Free Britney, making signs, sharing on social media. It got some news coverage, and that's kind of how things really took out off again. So that's kind of a little brief look into what the hashtag Free Britney is about. Really, what it's funny, when I was researching, the Free Britney movement, I searched what does Free Britney want? Like, what does this organization really want? And really, it's just a group of concerned fans, people that care about her and just want what's best for her, but also want to make sure that she's able to have her own rights, rights that all of us just get as adults, and a lot has been taken away from her. So they're just wanting to make sure that, she is able to get the rights that she deserves, and also making sure that she's just not being exploited and used as a money-making machine, which definitely I think that there are some people, some snakes in the grass that are, just latching on to her to benefit from her, being in this position, which is really sad. But anyways, I hope that kind of filled everyone in on the movement. And again, you can find me on social media if you search Heather Iris. And I hope you guys all have a great day.